Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. If you wanted to blame the problems of this world on someone, who would you blame? Where would you start looking? We could think of many and could name many that's had a part in bringing this world and our nation to be filled with the many unsolvable problems that we have. Just to mention a few of our problems would be our financial, our physical, our mental, our emotional problems, our marital problems, divorce, live-ins, juveniles, drug addicts, alcoholics, our welfare problems, wars, crimes, upset weather, huge personal and national debt, on and on we could go, and I think we will go a little further here with it. Our rush daily life, striving to make ends meet, striving to get. I think we get the point, for time wouldn't permit me to mention all of humanity's problems, that is all of this earth's problems. Now you and I have our own personal problems as well. And our personal problems could be considered as a part of this world's problems. Now again, I ask, who do you blame? What has caused your life, our nation, this world, to come to the state that it's in? Let me answer that question as simple as I know how. It is simply stated that it is sin. Sin is what has brought our nation and the world and your problems and my problems on us. We have all sinned, and we've all had a part in bringing the problems of self and nation and the problems of the nation on this world. We've all had a part in that. But when and how did it all get started? Who is the originator of sin? Who has enticed this world to travel in the direction that it has gone, the direction of sin? Who has caused mankind to think that his way is right and that his way will eventually solve all of his problems? You know, that's our thinking today. Just give us more time and we will solve all of our problems. Notice what it says in Proverbs 14 and verse 12. It says this, "There is a way that seems right to a man," or we could say to an individual, "but the end thereof is the way of death." Chapter 16, verse 25 of the same book here repeats the same thing. Surely God wants us to understand that our thinking and our ways are wrong. God wants us to realize that the carnal mind is enmity to God, to His law, to His way. Not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, as Paul brings out in his writings. And Satan the devil picked up on that in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis 3, where he began to entice mankind to follow his way, his style, his pattern of get, his rebellion against God and God's law, against the authority of God. And he has been very successful at what he does. But my friends, we as human beings, we as a world, it seems that we have been willingly followers of Satan and his way of get. His way of rebellion, his way of sin, that has brought all of our personal and national and international problems on us. Now, Satan can't force you and me to go his way. That is the way of get. But to the carnal mind, that is the way that seems right. So says your Bible. And that is so true, because that's the way that we have gone as a nation, as a world. And you would have to ask yourself, am I traveling that direction myself? Now, in the Garden of Eden is where many kinds of problems began. Mankind's problem began in the Garden of Eden, where and when Satan the devil began his deceptive, lying, and enticing way. He began his practice on mankind at that time, and he hasn't let up since. Notice what Christ had to say about Satan and his way, the way of sin, and the fact that the Jews of his day, and this was the religious people of Christ's day, and his nation, the nation of Judah, the nation that we call Israel now, they wanted to do the desires of Satan. Now, are we a world or a nation or as an individual? Are we any different today? You can answer that question for yourself. Notice what Christ said here in John 8, beginning in verse 34. John 8 and verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whosoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Now, when we realize who the originator of sin is, then we'd have to say, if we're sinning, then we are the slave of the one that originated sin, that is the instigator of sin. You know, Paul said in his writings, said, "Know you not that you're the servant of those that you obey?" This is what it's saying here. On over in verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, now notice he was speaking to the Jews, to the religious people of his day. Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words." Now Christ asked them a question here. He said, "Why can't you understand what I'm saying?" He says, "Because you cannot listen to my words." But he goes on and he answers that question. "You are of your father the devil." Strong words, strong message, isn't it? "And the desires of your father you want to do." Notice that, my friends, the desire of your father you want to do. That's why I said we have been, as a world, willingly followers of Satan and his way, the way of Get, the way of sin, the way that has brought mankind's problems on him. "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do." Now you might want to ask yourself, do I want to go that way? Do I want to follow in Satan's path, the way of Get, the way of destruction, the way of dishonesty and so on? Says he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now Christ is saying that Satan is the blame here. Says he speaks and he does from his own resources. He didn't get it from anyone else. He brought it on himself. He thought it all up himself, and he has gone his way, Satan's way, which is the way of Get, and he has led the world in the same direction. Verse 45, "But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God." Strong words, strong message, isn't it? Christ didn't pull any punches. He told the religious leaders of his day, the religious people of his day, that they were of their father, the devil. Now, you and I, we don't want to be there, do we? And we need to ask ourselves some questions. Now, when we realize that we are the servants of whom we obey, and we realize when and where and how and by whom the problems of this world began, and that you and I have been deceived and enticed and perhaps have even wanted to follow the way of Satan, then we should want to change. We should want to take James' advice, as we read in James 4, beginning in verse 7. We should want to take James' advice here. "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now it says submit to God. Now what does that mean, to submit to God? That means to be ready and willing to begin to obey God, to walk in the path that God has walked from eternity, the way of righteousness, which is his commandments. "Therefore submit to God." And by submitting to God, we would be resisting the devil. And God says he will flee from us. In other words, if we open the door for Satan and his demons, they come in, my friends. If we close the door, they leave. Verse 8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." Yes, you resist Satan and his demons, their enticing ways, their deception, by drawing near to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James says it like it is, doesn't it? Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Yes, humble yourselves. We may need to fast and get on our knees and pray and ask for repentance and turn to God. And Satan will flee from us, so says God. If you would like to know more about this topic, please call for our free article, Why Does Mankind Suffer? And you may want to engage in our Bible correspondence course. If you want to begin to understand the Bible better, you need this Bible correspondence course. All you have to do is just dial 1-800-611-8080. There's no cost, there's no obligation. No one will call on you. There's no follow-up. No one will visit you. No one will call you on the phone. You won't hear any more from us unless you invite a hearing. So if you would like to know more about this topic, just call for our free article, Why Does Mankind Suffer? And please, my friends, please enroll in our Bible correspondence course. It's free. There's no cost. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. I will see you next week, God willing, with The Way It Ought to Be.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.